On today's pod, we got to talk about what just happened. The college football playoff field has been announced. We got two rematches in the first round. Somebody got left out that's been in the field forever and they didn't even play a game. We got a lot going on.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Can you believe it? It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
Welcome in. Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. And, of course, most active on X. If you want to reach out, you can do that the old school way, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Or, of course, you can reach out on X, send me a DM there. Or you can become a member over at BuyMeACoffee.com/WinningCures. You can knock that thing out. You can also reach out on YouTube as well. Very easy to do that, YouTube.com/@WinningCuresEverything. I think that's the way that thing is written now. Good gracious. Notre Dame is out of the playoff. Alabama, Miami, James Madison, they are all in. And as Ari Wasserman would say, it just feels right. Right? Ari shouted something last year about how you can't use feel to set the playoff field, right? It can't be based on a feeling. It has to be based on evidence and blah, 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 because he said that Paul Feinbaum and his take on Alabama needing to be in the playoff was going to, it was the greatest threat to the sport of college football in history or whatever it was. And yet, here we are. The committee set parameters. They followed the parameters. But let's be honest. This was politics at work. This is what you get when you put in automatic qualifiers. And yeah, some people are upset. And that's okay. Because it's going to be like that sometimes. Some people are going to be upset. At the end of the day, a lot of you guys know I am an Alabama fan. It would not have mattered to me in the slightest. Alabama is not going to win a national championship this year. But neither is Oklahoma. Neither is Ole Miss. Neither is Tulane. Neither is James Madison. Neither is probably Texas A&M. Neither is Miami. Like anybody from probably, yeah, let's say six down. I think Oregon potentially could. I think Texas Tech probably cannot because of the quarterback play, but, you know, we'll have plenty of time to hash that out. Depends on the matchups, I would imagine. Ohio State, Indiana, and Georgia all obviously can. Now, I can't wait to see whether or not Indiana's roster can, you know, continue to do things week in and week out against really good high-level rosters. That's what I want to see. But the way that this thing has shaped up, you're going to have to play either Alabama or Oklahoma. Then you're probably going to have to play either Texas Tech or Oregon. And then you got to play more than likely Ohio State or Georgia. And we'll see if you can do that three straight times. But anyway, let's get back to the topic at hand, which is Notre Dame. Notre Dame, some people call it a snub. I don't believe that's the case. If you are looking at the last two at-larges, Alabama and Miami, Alabama had a significantly stronger resume than Notre Dame. Like, significantly stronger. So, it came down to Miami and Notre Dame, and Miami beat Notre Dame head-to-head. The issue that we ran into is that the ACC champion was not good enough to make the field. So now you have two G5s that got in instead of just one. And in that case, are you going to leave out an entire P4 conference or Notre Dame, who has a scheduling agreement with that P4 conference and feasted off the bottom of that league? The two most difficult games that Notre Dame played this year were against Texas A&M, who was the fourth seed. I believe that's right. They were the fourth seed in the SEC. And Miami, who was the third seed in the ACC, and they lost both games. Now, yes, they were at the beginning of the season. I understand that. However, they did not have any good wins to offset that. Not only that, one of the teams that they were in competition with for the last at-large spot was a team that beat them head-to-head. So there's really nothing that you can say other than, well, I think they're just playing better right now. Okay. We've tried that. People get upset about that. Is it about resume, or is it about who is the better team? Notre Dame could absolutely have won a national championship. Absolutely. But they did not have the resume to get there. That would be like us saying that James Madison. We think James Madison could get there. Eh. But did they have the resume? We were literally contemplating Duke and James Madison. The whole point of this is that if Duke had made the field, I don't know that Miami necessarily would have to. But then you have to try and tell the college football public that, yeah, we know Miami and Notre Dame played, and we know that their resumes are incredibly similar, and we know that Miami won the game, but we just think Notre Dame's better. At some point, the games have to matter. And yes, you can talk about Alabama being a three-loss team. The issue there is Alabama lost to a team that they had already beaten, and they are a top three or four team, whichever way you want to call it. But they already beat them on the road. Yes, Alabama has the worst loss. But they also have five wins that are better than any of the ones that Notre Dame grabbed. So at some point, we have to start looking at what have you done. And I understand, not everybody can control their schedule. Notre Dame, however, they get to control their schedule. They can schedule whoever they want to. Nobody is going to turn them down. They do have the ACC schedule agreement that they locked into, and that's just to make it easy. Hey, we're going to do five games against the ACC, and they even went through and scheduled it where we want the big names. We want to do Florida State, and we want to do Clemson. I mean, that thing just got done, so that's going to be in the future. They're trying to work out details with USC, but USC, of course, is like, yeah, we play in the Big Ten now. We got really difficult games. I don't know if we want to be going to South Bend every other year. Like, I understand that. So it becomes, if you're Notre Dame, basically what they've told them is you might want to look into joining a conference if you want to have an AQ. Now, the issue with that, of course, is if what Ross Dellinger is reporting is correct, if Notre Dame did, in fact, or if the CFP did in fact sign a contract with Notre Dame, that if they are ranked inside the top 12, they are an AQ, and it doesn't matter, well, then all this is moot, because at this point next year, if Notre Dame was ranked in the exact same spot, they would be in, and it doesn't matter.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
But at that point, your ACC champ and all of your ACC teams would have been left out of the playoff. And could you imagine what those meetings are like if you leave out an entire quote-unquote power conference from the playoff? I mean, there's so many politics involved with this. Like, it's just mind-blowing. This is what we should have done years and years and years ago. Maybe not years and years. How about this? Last year, I was pushing for this. And if you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, you know this. They should have gone with AQs. And that's automatic qualifiers. They should have, and this would require a lot of egos leaving the room. But it should be 4 SEC, 4 Big Ten, 2 Big 12, 2 ACC, 1 G5, and 3 at-larges. That is a 16-team playoff. That is 13 automatic qualifiers. And you can set it up very easily. Alabama and Georgia would not have played yesterday. You know who would have played? Ole Miss against, what, Texas A&M? Or Texas A&M against Oklahoma? Ole Miss against, who's the other one that got in? Good gracious. It doesn't matter. I'm doing this while I'm driving. You guys know what I do. In the Big Ten, you would have had 2 rematches because Ohio State and Indiana earned the number 1 and number 2 seeds, so they would already be in the they'd be in the playoff. So your championship weekend would really just be a play-in weekend, and instead of Indiana versus Ohio State, you would have had Oregon versus Iowa and USC against Michigan. Yes, it's 2 rematches. But the winner of those 2 games, based on where they are in the seeding in the conference, they get to make the playoff. So yeah, Oregon was already in, but the Big Ten only got 3 teams in. Now you would have had either USC or Michigan get in. Sounds good to me. You don't think the networks would have loved that? In the ACC, instead of Virginia having to play Duke, who, obviously, Duke deserved to be there. They won the game. But instead of just trying to figure out whether or not you were even going to get a team in, Virginia would already be in as the 1 seed. And then your 2 versus 3 would go ahead and play this weekend, and it would have been Miami against Duke. And if Miami couldn't win that game, well, then they don't deserve to be there. If Notre Dame is ranked inside the top 12, they get one of those wild cards. Easy. So now you got to figure out, okay, does James Madison get one of the at-larges? We don't know. Tulane was ranked higher. The whole thing is insane to think about. So I would imagine eventually we will get to this point, but we're not there yet. Because doing that would require you to pull inventory from all these networks. CBS, Fox, NBC, FS1, CBS Sports Network, ESPN, etc. Can you replace conference championship games with playoff games? I don't know if ESPN would allow that. So, in that situation, no, it's not just the SEC championship. It's all these others. And would those conferences be good with doing whatever with these play-in weekends as opposed to a conference championship weekend? And I think we might be getting to that point because Notre Dame, of course, who was quote-unquote snubbed. And the reason that they're calling it a snub is because Notre Dame has been in the field from day one. Remember, they started these rankings at the very beginning of November. And they do a ranking show on ESPN, and they tell you every week what the CFP committee thinks. And Notre Dame has been ranked ahead of Miami every week for forever. And the problem that they did to themselves, when Alabama lost to Oklahoma, Alabama was the number one ranked one-loss team. They were number four in the country when they lost to Oklahoma. They lose that game, and they get dropped all the way to number 10. And they are now the third-ranked two-loss team. Now, you were the first-ranked one-loss team. But now you lose at home in a game that you dominated as far as the box score, aside from the three turnovers and the special teams mess. But you outgained them by 200 yards. And you lost the game by 2 points. And you had a missed field goal in the game as well. Oklahoma had to thread the needle to be able to win that ball game. So they move Alabama back to 10. And they move them behind Notre Dame. Miami was dropped all the way to number 18 with their second loss. They lost to Louisville, who ended up 8-4. And they lost at SMU in overtime, who ended up 8-4. Those are not awful losses. They're not great. They're not as good as Notre Dame's losses. But Miami beat Notre Dame. So they moved them way far back, and they never flipped it, even when Miami started playing better. So you never took head-to-head into consideration until the very last one, which is why Notre Dame is all mad. So Notre Dame being quote-unquote snubbed has led them to announced that they are not going to participate in any bowl game. And they're, of course, saying, you know, they don't want to take the risk for their NFL draft prospects. They don't want them to be injured, anything like that. And from what I understand, a desire not to reward the system with ratings or revenue, which could cost them millions of dollars because the Irish, I guess, don't need the payout. And I guess they're not going to get the payout. I don't understand what the situation is, because if you're not going to participate in a bowl game because you got left out of the CFP, then should you still get your college football playoff payout? And Notre Dame is one of those that gets a sizable payout from the CFP. Do they not get that, or do they just not get their bowl revenue? I think there's a big difference here. So if you decide that, I don't know. I will tell you that there are a lot of rumors about Marcus Freeman potentially taking the New York Giants head coaching job. And I know a lot of people have started watching this Kalshi, K-A-L-S-H-I, which is like basically trading on futures. As far as the sport is concerned, and the last I saw, he was like a 80% chance of taking the New York Giants head coaching job, or 77 or 78%, whatever it was. This is You don't see 10-win teams skipping bowl games. Like, it's insane. And it's pretty wild that they decided they're not going to do this. Like, we were told we were a playoff team basically from the moment that they started releasing rankings, and now nothing. But it just shows you that this sport is so jacked up. I mean, if you really look, and it's not jacked up per se. It's a new hope. It's a new world. Indiana, Duke, and Texas Tech just won conference championships. Indiana has not won an outright conference championship since, what, the 40s? Duke, it's been a long, long time. Texas Tech, I think it's been the 60s, maybe? Well, no, they've never won the Big 12. I know that. But, I mean, this is outrageous. Like, this is some crazy, crazy stuff that we're seeing now. And all of this is possible due to NIL, the transfer portal, the fact that, you know, the only coaches that are still active that have national championships are Kirby Smart, Dabo Swinney, Ryan Day. That's it. That's the whole gamut. I mean, we've got three teams in the college football playoff whose coaches are headed to other gigs. Now, Tulane and James Madison's coaches are still going to coach them in the playoff. Ole Miss's coach is not going to coach them in the playoff because the school said, no, you're going to one of our rivals. We can't let that happen. And then, of course, you've got rematches. Ole Miss already beat Tulane this year, and what was it, 38-3? I think was the final in Oxford, and now it's going to be in a playoff game. Now it's going to be a little bit of a different circumstance because in this situation, Ole Miss is going to be without Lane Kiffin, but they will still have Charlie Weiss Jr. calling the plays on offense. So, and which we haven't talked about this on the show. Good gracious, if Ole Miss wins a playoff game, and then if they somehow beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, LSU is going to have to pay Lane Kiffin bonus money, which is just insane. Somehow he got that written into his contract that, hey, because I'm not able to coach the team that I was with, you're going to have to make up the bonus difference. So I need my money. All of this is just mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing. Let's talk right quick about some of the coaching news that has happened. I'm sure at some point this week I'm going to talk more about Duke and James Madison and all these others. It's some of the bowl slates. We're going to do Army-Navy. I'm going to do a YouTube show this week. Where we go over the playoff games and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, UCLA did announce that they hired Bob Chesney. The UAB situation was weird, really weird, because the initial reports were that they had hired a Division II head coach or an FCS head coach to be their head coach. And then there were conflicting reports, and it looks like Alex Mortensen has gotten the job. Very interesting. Matt Campbell takes Penn State. The story behind that, where Pat Kraft had the wrong agent information and that agent didn't pass the interest on to Matt Campbell, that is mind-blowing that happens today. I mean, absolutely insane. So, you know, just nuts. The one that I really want to talk about is I floated this as a joke almost. Like, it made perfect sense. But the Virginia Tech situation, James Franklin has been given carte blanche in Blacksburg. He had an incredible recruiting class for coming in at the last minute. Flipped a lot of the Penn State guys over to him. Like, it was just, it was bananas. But now, the coach that got fired earlier in the year, Brent Pry, he was Franklin's DC at Penn State before he got this job 4 years ago. Franklin has hired him to be the defensive coordinator. So he was the head coach in Blacksburg. And now Brent Pry is going to be the DC in Blacksburg. So it's basically just a demotion. I can't imagine what the terms of the contract are. But incredible, incredible stuff. We got a lot more that we're going to be talking about this week. Now that games are, for the most part, done, you know, we're going to be doing bowl games and all that kind of stuff. But we're going to be talking a lot more about the sport in general, and I can't wait to get into all of that. But for now, we're going to get out of here. You guys have been fantastic. Thank you so much. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football, and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app, and make sure to leave a nice 5-star review. You can follow Gary on Twitter at GaryWCE, and the show is at Winning Cures. Be sure to check out the merch in our web store and share the show.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.